This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Corruption. It's Laura Loomer.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, Mike Cernovich always got big breaking news because he gets on the phone. He talks to sources. He talks to reporters. Once you start breaking big stories, other sources come. You vet the source. You break the story. Mainstream media could run circles around InfoWars or around Mike Cernovich or around Laura Loomer. But they don't do the old-fashioned stuff we do. And the more I don't burn sources, the more I tell the truth, the more we build our credibility over the years. I have so many sources and so much breaking stuff, I can't even keep track of it. I mean, most people would get a Joe Barton video and not know what to do with it for 3 days. Because it just takes so much analysis to even know what to do with all this. How to do the right thing. And then the media will come back with a spin so deceptive, you don't even know how to respond. It's like, what? You do a video saying, if this woman released this as a revenge porn, she should be arrested. But if he's lying about it, he should get in trouble. Here's just his face, so you know we really have the video and it's not just a photo. Then the media, Jones released the full, unedited, unblurred video. And you're like, here's the video. We didn't do that. Shut up. You're going to jail. And you're like, well, we didn't release the video. And they just don't care. And it's not like you're even worried about getting in trouble if you do anything wrong. It's like, the neocons want to arrest you, and so do the Democrats. And it's like, all you want is to have a prosperous country and tell the truth. And like, dude, I don't care what you're doing. You can't be a congressman while you're at the Capitol in your office masturbating into a camera. It's crazy. I don't want my kids thinking that's normal. And I'm not some goody-two-shoes guy. I've got common sense. What in the world are you doing? All this free love stuff. You're going to have sex with somebody you don't even trust or know? That's what sex is all about, is about trust. It's not like some goody-two-shoes conservative thing that I say that just so I can act cool and everything. I wouldn't want to have sex with somebody that looked like a supermodel if they were some empty soul. That sounds horrible. But the soulless people, they love it. That's why there's a big market now in robot sex toys. What a joke. Or you know, the Fleshlight and all this crap. It's all emptiness. Go have sex with a mannequin. It's just crazy. Laura Loomer, great job breaking all this and letting me make the decision what to do with the video. I think we did the right thing, you know, covering it all up except his face so folks knew he was lying about it being an image. I'm not against.
I wanted to make you aware really quick, if you have a few moments, of another breaking news update regarding another sex scandal that's about to be released within the next few days. It was supposed to come out today, but it looks as if the accuser is now being threatened or intimidated by the congressman who she is accusing of having an extramarital affair with. So apparently there's a 19-year-old GOP staffer who had an affair with a married, never-Trumper Republican congressman, and a major newspaper was going to break the story this morning, and then the woman is claiming that around 4:30 in the morning, she got a call from a blocked number that reminded her that she signed an NDA so that if she were to go public with things, she would be sued. So here,
by the way, NDAs don't cover sex. They don't cover stuff that's illegal, not that sex is illegal. It doesn't cover private stuff like that. I mean, you can argue they do, but it's just not true.
I just want you to know, I mean, just how disgusting is that this woman who may have been 18 or younger, we know that she's 19, we're not being told when the extramarital affair happened, but now this woman who wants to come forward and she may be a victim of harassment is starting to be threatened with NDA she signed to work for a congressman. I mean, look, it happens on the right and it happens on the left. I'm going to say it one more time. If you want to drain the swamp, you have to be fair and drain the entire swamp. You can't just make Democrats look bad. So, Republicans, please stop being hypocrites. If you're going to expose perverts like Wiener, you should also expose other perverts on the right.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Well, and again, I'm not poo-pooing any of this. It's very important. They're using the whole women's sex scandal, women cheating on their husbands, men cheating, you know, that's being made synonymous with pedophilia. That's a totally different thing of just being immoral compared to absolute criminal activity. Thank you, Laura Loomer. We'll be right back with Mike Cernovich.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb. With populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds, things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. That's 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
We want your soul. We want your soul.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
That's right, Mike Cernovich and I, co-hosting much of this hour. I'm about to turn the baton over to him, but he broke the big John Conyers story last week. And they go, oh, fake news king, Mike Cernovich breaks another story. Then you go through every one of his stories, none of them are fake. And then I can't even keep track of all the stories we break that turn out to be totally accurate, because we get them directly from the president, or we get it from sources. We're getting people that were at the dinner with McMaster when he was saying the president was an idiot and a moron and couldn't believe he had the nuke codes and all the rest of it. And then word for word, it breaks 2 months later. And they don't even give us credit. And I know he gave his story to BuzzFeed. Was it Daily Beast? It's all the same thing. But one of those, I forget which one it was this week, I tweeted about it. They literally took our entire McMaster story, even took paragraphs that were quotes, and didn't even give us credit. Then when I link to Russian news, they say I'm a Russian agent and I'm plagiarizing, even though it says RT on it. So what I'm saying is the media didn't learn by lying and losing the election to stop. They think they didn't do enough, but it's not working. But I happen to know for a fact that they've had all these major so-called news organizations contacting people I went to high school with. So I've gotten the calls and contacting old girlfriends and other people and then talking to literal schizophrenics online and crazy people. There's like four or five women that say I was married to them. I never even met them. These women, some of them say I'm a reptile from another planet and the media still talks to them. So I'm just waiting for the new entertainment. By the way, there'll be no apologies here whenever this BS comes out, because it's not there. Somebody says they've got me, you know, playing on myself into a webcam. No, they don't, because I've never done that. You know, Joe Barton, Texas, if it was consensual, then it's a whole other story. But is it revenge porn? I don't know. But why would you be doing that into a webcam? I mean, why do you think you can trust these people you don't know and you're doing? That's what marriage is about, is a woman you love and you care about and that you trust to the keys of the house, the bank account, the whole nine yards, take care of your ass when you have a heart attack or a car wreck, man. I mean, I really, one thing about my kids is I'm wondering which one of these kids is the best is going to take care of me. You know, is my wife going to really take care of me when I get old? That's what this is all about. I mean, I wouldn't, and it's not that I wasn't a party animal when I was younger, but I just couldn't randomly have sex with some person I barely knew. Plus, I'm married, but if I wasn't, just because it's all about who the person is and what they stand for and the fact that you know them. It's not just like jump in bed with somebody. It's just crazy. And again, that doesn't come from some moralistic stand. It comes from an experience of life. Separately, I got to ask Mike Cernovich before he breaks all this other big news. He's a hardworking reporter. Mainstream media could run circles around us if they were allowed to, because he's just one guy. I'm a small organization. They've got all this money, but they've got to go through the chain of command to see what's allowable, because they're not their own people. We are. It means we have the triumphs together. We fail. You know, it's win, lose, or draw. We're real. But what does Mike Cernovich make of Dan Bongino, the former top Secret Service agent on foreign operations, very highly respected, former New York City cop, always telling me on air, Alex, it's worse than you know. And now he comes out and tells a Clinton operative, stop saying you were nice to Secret Service. Stop saying she wasn't a pig, because she's well known for that. I've talked to people in Blackwater, Secret Service, you know how rude she was. Bongino would never give secrets. He said, Alex, it's worse than you're saying. And I'd say, Dan, how's it worse? And he said, Alex, it's worse. And now he's saying, basically, hashtag Epstein, hashtag Emailgate, hashtag people know. He says, we've got Blackberries. We know who was on the airplane. We know who had their identity covered up. We know who went to the island. The whole house of cards, it appears, is starting to come down. I don't think Dan Bongino, a guy that holds it close to his breast, would be saying this if he didn't know it was all about to hammer. I mean, are we about to see hammer fall?
Well, I mean, here's something that I don't know if you and I ever talked about or made public, but the reason I knew about Hillary's health is that the Secret Service had been, which they never do. If you want to talk about people who never leak, the Secret Service, they pride themselves. They don't leak. People who say, oh, the Secret Service.
I mean, they leaked to us for the first time ever. People didn't even believe it.
Yeah, because they don't leak, and they haven't leaked since. I know people all over Secret Service, they're not going to tell you anything. But Hillary Clinton, they called it hazard pay. And the joke was, you know, how if you're deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan or you're doing a hard mission, you get hazard pay. They called working for Hillary Clinton a hardship duty and a hazard duty. And here's something that hasn't been reported. Remember when Hillary Clinton had her incident on 9/11 and then she disappeared? She had to be cleaned up because I don't want to go into detail, but she had had an accident.
She defecated on herself.
Yeah, she had an accident. And because a lot of people don't know that when you have Parkinson's and other neurological conditions, you're capable of losing
control. A lot of times you have an epileptic seizure, you have a major bowel movement.
Yeah, so that's why they rushed her over to Chelsea's, and they had to clean her up and everything like that. That, of course, comes from Secret Service. And I haven't gotten anything from them before that or since, and I don't think I'll ever get another.
I was about to say, we only got intel from the Secret Service on her falling down. They said follow her, and it was only that one time. People couldn't believe it, and then when it happened, they got really blown away.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how much she abuses the people. She abuses.
And what do you make? What do you make now of them coming out about Biden molesting little girls, and now Bongino coming out? I mean, this shows. I guess they're getting the green light from Trump, or what's going on?
Well, I don't know that we want to say Biden's been molesting anybody. I think we just want to say he's a little creepy, and that's the kind of thing that we should be asking.
But the Secret Service agent said that it was like Weinstein level of little kids.
Yeah, you know, we want to be careful, though, because the media is looking to frame us for so many things. I just think that, you know, right now you're like the New York Yankees, I'm like the Boston Red Sox. And, you know, we want to be careful in our wording and our language because they're waiting for us because we're now in the major leagues, right? We're at the highest level of the game. So, there are definitely a lot of things about Biden we want to look at, and those pictures are weird. And if that were any Republican, the media, it would be all hands on
deck. If that was Roy Moore, they'd be convulsing.
Yeah, that would be like the biggest story.
I want to be clear, he's not molesting the girls in the videos. The Secret Service agent says it was Weinstein-level groping of women and girls.
Well, you can just watch the videos, and the New York Times even tried to get the guy banned, the guy who broke the story, or not necessarily broke it, but compiled it all.
Sure. The guy that had viral videos with millions of views.
Yeah, exactly. And the New York Times reporter has said, oh, no, this is more fake news, and they called it an alt-right attack, but it's actually the guy who broke it is half African-American, and he's very just a traditional kind of family values conservative. And the New York Times is literally on Twitter saying, ban this person, even though all you have to do is look at the videos. The videos are creepy. There's that video of Jeff Sessions smashing him away. And he's rubbing her hair. I mean, I have a daughter. You have daughters. That isn't normal to rub a girl's hair. And they need to ask him about it. So like I said, I don't know what exactly is going on there, but I don't think most – I've had parents. I've not had a single parent say, oh, yeah, that's like totally
look,
okay.
That's the number one way you come onto a woman is to rub their hair and rub it on their ear. It's the first thing you do. I mean, it's just like – it's a boom. It's a come on.
Yeah, I haven't had a single parent. I show those videos to parents, even liberals, and they're like,
dude, if some old man was rubbing my daughter's hair and rubbing on her ear, I'd say, dude, keep your claws to yourself.
Yeah, you have something to say about it. You might not say he's a pedo. Maybe he's just creepy. Weird or awkward. doesn't have boundaries. And then, of course, there's that video of the, or the picture of the, she's a full-grown woman, thankfully, but she's sitting on Joe Biden's lap like a biker chick, and he's caressing her and stuff. I mean, let's be real, dude. If this were you or me and there were all these pictures of us, we would be wall-to-wall coverage. People would be staked out at our house asking questions. But then when all you do is show the pictures of Biden and don't even editorialize them, you just show the pictures, the New York Times goes, oh, no, we got to ban this guy from Twitter. How dare we have an African-American on Twitter talking bad things about the Democrats?
And notice that's the new thing on Vox and on The Daily Show and on all this. Ban. They have tattle shows where they go, look at this guy, ban that guy. Look at this guy, ban that guy. I want to come back and ask you, why is this all happening now? That's the big question. Where is it going next? And where is Trump doing a great job, but where is he going sideways? All the latest news coming up. Tomorrow's News Today with Mike Cernovich straight ahead.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
That's right, Mike Cernovich co-hosted with me this hour. I'm going to get out of here at this segment, let him take over, even though he's always invited me on. We got the war room coming up at 3 o'clock. Though in Troyer. Everywhere you see the pedophilia breaking in Europe and the Catholic Church and universities and Australia and sex rings, it's how they compromise people. Again, that's how they get control of organizations. It's enough to have somebody knock over liquor stores. They want the types that will hurt kids. And look at this. Top brands pull YouTube ads over pedophilia fears. Sky News. ElsaGate, disturbing YouTube trend that might be terrifying your children. Where they put sick stuff into regular videos that they're labeled family friendly, so your child sees something sexual or a child being murdered, kids being run over by trains, their eyeballs being ripped out, happy bunny rabbits and stuff, and the demon kills them. It's the spiritual religion of lesser magic psychologically hurting them. Google Axis, a distasteful survey that asks users to choose an image of a child they like best for pedophilia. Meanwhile, the Colorado sex trafficking of hundreds of children as young as 6 months old. He got 472 years. That's Fox News. But I see articles everywhere saying, none of this exists. None of this happens. None of this is going on. These are really creepy, sick people that want innocence. They're demons that eat innocence. Whether you believe in God or not, this is the manifestation of what it is. And I want to ask Mike Cernovich in closing before he takes over, what the next big shoe to drop is and why this is happening. But first, this is Black Friday, and we're running the biggest specials, undoubtedly, of the year. And I've got a special running on our best-selling nootropic. It's been sold out for a month. It's back in stock. About to be sold out, 50% off on Brain Force, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. I use it topically on my gums or on cuts or any other, or the sore throat, I use it. Sometimes when antibiotics aren't working, that's what I use. And thank God for me personally, it's been just a dream. Super Male Vitality, but consult your physician and see if you want to use antibiotics first. I'm just saying it's been known to be something that's in that same spectrum. Super Male Vitality, 50% off, plus free shipping. Store-wide free shipping. InfoWars, high-quality, storable foods. From My Patriot, 50% off. All Pro Pure Water Filter, 25% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Parasite Cleanse, Prostagar, 50% off, plus free shipping. All of us got free shipping, plus many others at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is a financial war. They're trying to stop us all. They've demonetized us on YouTube. They've got, you know, their lawsuits and all the rest of stuff. I'm not ready to get into it this time. I'm going to be able to get into it very, very soon to get the war drums going and go on the offensive of what we're going to do. Actually, I see this as an opportunity to take these people on, but let's just say this. The very Jerry Epstein crowd is they're on the war footing because we got them cornered. But just like the NFL that got political, we're going to ring the alarm bell, and we're going to have major, major victory on every front. Just please, why battle the Christmas crowds? Why battle the Black Friday crowds for crap you don't need when we've got high-quality products you do need that support the InfoWar and a 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com? Okay, Mike. Thanks for coming on with us and co-hosting today. Get into what moment in history are we? What is this paradigm I see of you know, Prince Charming kissing Sleeping Beauty is now rape. That's got to be banned in the UK. They're equating a man kissing a woman with a six-month-old being raped to death by a man in a demon mask. So they clearly got something going here. I don't think it's working. But there's a revolution going against the pedophile networks we know they're using for control. That's been in major British news, European news. We know about it here now. They've been identified. They've got systems they use to mitigate it, but I don't see it working for them. What period are we in history, and how are the pedophile armies going to strike back?
Yeah, it's interesting now that all the YouTube stuff is getting attention. YouTube has been dropped by major advertisers now. And I think it's interesting that I've had a documentary of mine censored on YouTube. Paul Joseph Watson has been censored. Even liberals like H3H3, liberals, nobody's safe if you're talking about politics. But if you're a pedophile or you're doing videos on YouTube where you mock execute children, you tie them up. I sent some images actually to your staff earlier of a tweet where it shows children tied up, chained. There's an evil clown with a chainsaw. YouTube will let you monetize those videos, and they profit from all of those videos.
And let's be clear, I'm afraid to show it because they'll ban us for showing it, but they'll let some other group do it. But you know, maybe we should just show viewer discretion is advised. They don't tell you that. They sneak it in. There's a happy bunny, and then a demon rips its guts out. It really scares kids. I ran into this like a year ago without even knowing what it was. I was like, what the hell is that? But yeah, that's a hashtag ElsaGate. Let's show some of the images. Go ahead and show those. Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe. I mean, Joe Rogan's clips there.
It'll show children drinking alcohol. See, as you can see, children being intoxicated, drunk. They have little star emojis on their head. They're falling down, bleeding out of their skull.
What it is porn for losers that want to see children hurt. This is the pedophile spirit. It can't get enough of them, so this is what this is about.
Yeah, they use cartoon characters. And that, because what they do is, you know, you have your children, they're watching very family-friendly videos. They sneak this in and they go, oh, Mickey Mouse, right? So your child's watching Mickey Mouse and then they're being drunk, intoxicated, being cut off. There's actually even more disgusting stuff. Your great friend, Charlie Rozelle of BuzzFeed, as you know, you and Charlie are very, very good friends. And he did a big story on BuzzFeed about these Ukrainian videos that were even worse than this kind of stuff. And we've been talking about this for a long time.
Why should the left criticize that? That's what they love. I mean, we had Salon saying how great pedophilia was.
Well, BuzzFeed is trying to become a little bit more of a legit media enterprise because they're realizing that Vice and Salon and the pedophile media networks, people don't want pedophile content. That is a fringe, marginal group of just demons.
And this whole coming out of the pedophiles has backfired on them. So are they going to back away from Pissgate? That's admittedly a false?
Well, I don't know, but I'm just glad to see progress, Alex. I'm an optimist in that.
Well, that's my next question. Why did you give your big story about John Conyers to Pissfeed?
So, because I knew that if I broke it or we broke it, it would be discredited and no social change would have happened.
Sure, I get it. But the best way to go after Conyers is in a liberal publication, because then it would devastate him.
Exactly. So I had.
So why did they still run it, though, even though it was hurting their Lord and Savior?
Well, it was too big of a story, and they knew that I would have run it anyway. Right? That's the whole point is I have it, and you can say, well, Cernovich is going to run it, or they can develop it, and they worked very hard on it, independently developed it. So I'll tell you, Alex, just honestly, this is one of the most Christian things I've ever done because I was sick to my stomach.
True. Exactly. You gave it to them because they could develop it, prove it up for themselves, but maybe you gave them the big story that you could have had credit for because it was for the better.
Yeah, the glory, you know, it's like they say all glory to God. Like, I was about to throw up because I'm thinking, oh, my God, I will be the biggest story for the week. At least I'll be attacked by the machine, and I wanted to embrace it all. But then I realized, no, we have to protect people from these deviants in Congress. We have to just put aside our egos for the greater good this one time. Because that's what it's going to take. And as you know, multiple people in Congress are now saying that they want to unseal all 264 records, that all the cover-ups have to end.
Let's talk about that, because, boy, are they scared of that, our tax money, to settle all their whack-a-mole stuff.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared.
The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Yeah, but to really fight for power, you got to fight for power. That's the globalist. Let me ask Mike Cernovich this question. We'll talk a lot about who's behind this, what's their goal, what makes them want to corrupt the youth, but more importantly, what's behind our awakening? I think seeing the Clintons broken, seeing mainstream media shown to be liars, the fact that Trump was elected really let everybody know who'd been intimidated. Now is the season to stand up. And now it's cascading. You're going to have some fake people that jump on the bandwagon, and you're going to have disinfo that's mixed in there. But overall, this collapse, this tsunami, this mountain slide, this rock slide of truth is real. and it signifies the beginning of a massive turning that scientists and historians say we're part of historically. Now's the time. History rhymes, it repeats as well. And so you see the NFL and Hollywood and MTV and Nickelodeon, they can't help but commit suicide politically. They can't help but do things that are unpopular. They can't help but destroy themselves because that's their nature. They're part of the old system that's going out where a bunch of arrogant people got control, and their kids got control, and their kids got control. And it was all about being sellouts. That's what got you ahead, but now that's coming to an end. It's now about being honorable. Speak to why it's happening now and who the enemy are. I want your take on that. And what you think the next shoe to drop is, because they're not giving up.
Well, it started to break last year, which is why you and I were framed and why a lot of disinfo was spread about a lot of the pedophile stuff. And that's why we have to be very careful now. The next shoe to drop, I think, is going to be false flags sent to us to frame us, to distract from the bigger story, because we had always said, you and I and others, there's massive sex abuse going on in Washington. It's being covered up. And then they go, oh, Alex Yuncevich claims that there's an underground dungeon in a parlor. We're like, no, we never talked about that.
And the media makes that the big issue. They focus on that. We say, yeah, we covered people's reports. That isn't real. We'll say we correct, or I corrected. But you do them a favor, then they act like you're the creator of it.
So they distracted from that, but now with the John Conyers thing, we now have proof that there are secret settlements of abuse. There could be pedophile stuff in those secret files. That's the whole point. We now have proof with the Conyers story, and again, that is why I went to an outlet that has been very critical of you and very critical of me, because it's just like what we tell people every day. It isn't about us. It's about America. It's about the message. It's about putting goodness into the world, and sometimes you work with people who are maybe being, you know, a little hard on you for the greater good of humanity. So now the dam is breaking in Washington, D.C., and they're all
freaking out. I agree, the dam's breaking. So far, we've just seen the beginning of the water. The big deluge is coming. How big is it? What do you expect?
Well, we already know that there are 264 sealed settlements that are official, right?
And you know, I bet 50 of those are underage pages.
That's my guess, because they go back when the Congressional Page Program was still around, and I bet you we're going to find all kind of underage stuff going on in there, taxpayer money. One year there was a $4 million worth of settlement. Who really knows what's in there? And that's the whole point, is we just wanted to get the truth out there. And the Conyers settlement wasn't even one of the 264.
Wow.
By the way, I have that chart. There you go. We have the chart here. And the settlements date back to 1997. The Conyers one was an off-the-books one. In 2007, $4 million. In 2002, $3.9 million. So we'll just round up for 2002, $4 million.
And again, most of it's off record. This is just a drop in the bucket. Any idea how big the real settlements are?
Exactly. There's no way to tell, but that is why we had to break the dam with Conyers. And now multiple congressmen and women, including Tulsi Gabbard, Dana Robacher, Representative DeSantis, they are now saying, unseal the deals. We're going to make it all public. Unseal these records.
Isn't Robacher awesome? I'm glad he got back in Congress.
Yeah, Dana Robacher is amazing. And Tulsi Gabbard is also a real freedom fighter, even though she's maybe a bit more liberal, left of center. But even DeSantis said, hey, we have to unseal these records. So there are 264 confidential settlements totaling over $17 million. That's just what's on the books. I think this could be a scandal like the Congressional Bank scandal, where Congress could look completely different in 2018 because there are hundreds of congressmen and congresswomen.
I agree. Any word on how, if it leans Democrat or Republican? We know both parties are full of pervs. I mean,
well, there's a reason the media didn't chase this down. There's a reason the media attacked me for the Conyers story rather than say, oh, wow, there's all these settlements. Cernovich got one. If he can get one, I feel inspired. I'm going to go try to get one too, right? Notice they don't do that. That tells you it's probably mostly Democrats, because otherwise the media would have already got this story and chased down this.
Oh, they would have gone completely crazy. If they thought it was 60% Republicans, they would have gone into conniption fits.
Exactly. And that's why they attacked me, because I go to these journalists who are attacking me. I go, why don't you go do some real journalism? Why don't you try to find out who these other settlements are involving rather than, oh, Mike Cernovich is a mean guy. Did you hear what he tweeted one time? And let's take him out of context and show unedited videos and blah, blah, blah. I go, you're a bunch of losers, okay? Why don't you go out and beat me at my own game, do some journalism? Well, they don't want to, because they know most of these settlements are going to involve Democrats, and they want to protect the Democrats.
That's exactly what's happening. Mike Cernovich, at Cernovich, and of course you've got your books and all the rest of it. I'm going to get out of here and let you take over. He always invites me on to co-host with him, listeners. I'm not trying to hog in on what you're doing. It's just incredible to see this season of awakening taking place. It's certainly an amazing time to be alive, and I'm very thankful to the audience and the crew and everybody else for the position we're in. It really is incredible. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, it's big for everybody. Well, you know, Alex, you and I had actually talked about this. We had mentioned, so we kind of called it before it happened. Remember when the hurricanes happened, we did a segment where we talked about how this was going to be actually a moment of human consciousness where we're collectively going to level up? We talked
about
that.
No, I agree.
Right?
How do we continue to call stuff a lot of times without even sources? It's like, I'm not just saying this, we're dialed into the oracle or something. It really is weird. Because I'll just say stuff that comes out of my gut, too, and it just keeps coming true.
Exactly, because you could feel the mood of the nation had lifted, where everybody was coming together, and then that the goodness and the virtue, call it spiritual, call it whatever they want to do. I don't care, you know, what a person's religion is or if they're not religious.
People are sick of the hate.
You could just sense it. Yeah, you could just sense that everybody was like, I'm tired of Trump is evil, Alex Jones is evil, Cernovich is evil. People go, no, look, Hurricane Harvey, people came together, all races, all religions, and united, and that was a unique once. We said this, we can find a clip. We said this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for our collective consciousness to level up, and then all of a sudden now you have... Because when you live in a better environment, you become more courageous and you want to fight for what's good and not for what's bad. So then Ronan Farrow, who's a very liberal guy, finally said, you know what, I'm going to take on Hollywood. I'm going to take on the establishment. The dam breaks. And now you have people like me saying, look, we're going to take on Congress. Now the dam is broken in Congress. And next thing you know, YouTube is saying, oh, yeah, you're right. We've had pedophile stuff on our websites for years and never did anything about it. But
you just said it. We have to get ready to win big. But then once we win, we've got to be ready to deliver and be moral, replacing the people that we just took out. Because evil's not invincible. It always acts like it is until it falls. Are we actually beginning to see the fall of evil to a great extent?
We're seeing a change in season of definitely where it is going to become cool to be a moral person. It's going to become cool to be opposed to the pedophiles, to the deviants, to the degenerates. That's what is happening culturally. And evil never goes away, just as goodness never goes away. They're always in opposition. And right now it's up to all of us and everybody listening to try to spread goodness.
But good is getting the upper hand. The good is getting the upper hand, and they're panicking. Mike Cernovich, straight ahead.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
And we're back, Mike Cernovich, Facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. Viral videos, breaking news, nonstop 24/7. Right now, we had a story come in that is consistent with what a lot of you know. Namely, an SJW, a feral leftist, has learned that what you can get away with on a college campus, well, it's a little bit different than in real life. And moreover, a lot of people are doing what I've told them to do. I've had multiple people arrested, actually, for assault, which no conservative would ever do, because they're like, well, you know, just take it, take the abuse. And I go, no, you don't just take the abuse, call the police. So there's now breaking news. A student is accused of snatching a Make America Great Again hat from a Trump supporter, may face a year in jail. So here's what happened. There's a video of that went viral a little while ago. A college student was on campus, a college Republican, and a student came in and yanked the hat off the person's head, wouldn't give it back. Police were involved. This student is now facing a year in jail. And this is what keeping it real goes wrong. They go, man, F your laws. So the person who stole the hat I think it was a woman. I'm not even sure anymore. I don't want to misgender anybody. You know, Edith Macias. So I don't want to say if that's a woman or a man. You know, because I don't want to get banned from the internet. Because as we know, as YouTube has shown, if you misgender somebody, then you can get banned from the internet. But if you do pedophile videos, then YouTube will sell advertising based on that and profit from it. So Edith Macias took a hat, and the person who was a crime victim said, you know, give me my hat back. And Macias replied, man, F your laws. Your effing freedom of speech is genocide, homeboy. Is that what you're trying to represent? Police had to come in and take action. So this is the lawlessness now that you've had coming from the left. And people have accepted it. They think that they can come in and just commit any crime that they want to commit. But if you actually do commit crime, and in this case it's an elevated misdemeanor because physical force was used to steal the hat. So generally grand theft is property theft over 400. Well, this is violence was used to take this hat. Now, a lot of people go, oh, Cernovich, you're being too sensitive. They're just kind of snatching your hat. And just look, these people are criminals. They are running wild. They are committing violent acts everywhere you go. They sucker punch people. They're macing people. If we find them on a technical legal violation, I call the police on them. Again, I got 5 people arrested last year, and I'm actually quite proud of myself for doing that. 3 women assaulted somebody, and we called the police on them, and the police goes, well, they threw guacamole at a bunch of us. Actually, I don't know if I ever told this story. But I was covering a pro-Trump rally. This was during the campaign towards the end of the election. And there was a pop-up rally in West Hollywood. The bar owner said, hey, you know, we want to show you that even if you don't agree, you can be fine. So a bunch of people went to this restaurant with pro-Trump regalia on, Trump hats. The food was literally thrown. There was a riot inside the restaurant, and the Trump supporters, the owner said, look, I'm really sorry, but this is violent. You know, would you guys just please leave? And Trump supporters always being classy said, okay, they'll leave. They were throwing food, guacamole and other things were thrown. And I actually, an African-American gentleman who was there said, you know, I'm actually a liberal and I don't like Trump, but I'm embarrassed by what I just saw. But they're out of control. So then what happened is one of the women or 2 of the women came in and they grabbed this guy's hair, and then one of them took his phone and threw it down. We had it on video. We called the police. The police came and they were mad because they were obviously Hillary people. They were mad that we called the police and they go, we're not going to arrest her. This is nothing. Just get over it. And I said, look, I'm a lawyer. What you're doing right now is a civil rights violation. You're engaging in discrimination based on a political viewpoint, and that's a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. And they glared at me. They go, get over there. And I go, look, I can stand here and watch. I go, I just do want to let you know, here's my bar card. You know, I have a California, I am a licensed attorney in California. I said, here's my bar card. I just do want to let you know that I am an attorney and that if action isn't taken, I will be suing you for civil rights violations because this is unconstitutional. And then they realized, okay, they have to enforce the law equally. They knew, because I would have sued them for sure in a second. Because if they don't want to enforce the Constitution, they have an obligation to. Doesn't matter who you vote for if you're a police officer. You have to treat everybody equally. And then next thing you know, these women were put in the back seat of a police car, charged with assault, criminal assault. You can find the docket. I even posted all the information, the docket sheet and everything. That was, and I've had other people arrested too. So if you're a Trump supporter and somebody steals your hat, if they throw something at, that's assault. If they spit at you, that's assault. Get it on camera. Call the police. A friend of mine, R.C. Maxwell, was sucker punched at a pro-Trump rally. He's an African-American Trump supporter. He was sucker punched at a pro-Trump rally. A video of that surfaced. So you know what I did? I offered a $1,000 reward. See, the media never tells about this, and then they go, oh, Cernovich is always promoting himself and talking about himself. The media never talks about the good that I do in the world. So I saw that an African-American Trump supporter had been sucker punched, and I put on Twitter, I would give a $1,000 reward to the first person who identifies the assailant. Exactly. Trump supporter, so Washington Post, to their credit, did cover this in August. A Trump supporter was sucker punched by a counter-protester. Why isn't it a hate crime? So when I saw this man who I've met, he's a friend of mine. I don't know if friend. I like him. He likes me, kind of thing. And I said, this is wrong that he was sucker punched. I offered a $1,000 reward to the person who found it. Sure enough, we identified, not we, but a friend of his or somebody identified the assailant. The assailant pled guilty to criminal assault. He was actually arrested, the man who sucker punched, and the hate crime, this African-American Trump supporter, he was actually trying to flee. He was trying, there you can see it, we're watching right now in video and in the highlighted image. You can see a white person come sucker punch a black Trump supporter. Well, isn't that interesting? You know, let's zoom in on it. So we have an African-American Trump, but Trump supporters, we're racist. You know, we hate black people. We hate everybody, you know. But this white man, this white guy comes in, sucker punches a Trump supporter. When I saw that, I said, I will not stand for this. I will not allow this hate crime to happen, this hate crime to go unchecked. So I did, I offered $1,000 for the identification of the thug who punched the black Trump supporter. And we were able to identify him, and I did pay out that reward. I don't know if I wrote a story about it, but I tweeted out a link to it to Brown Hannity, I believe, who it was. So R.C. Maxwell calls himself Black Hannity, and this other guy he's Hispanic, calls himself Brown Hannity. So I did tweet out public recognition and gratitude for him. And this guy, you know, he was identified, and he was trying to flee the state, and he was charged with assault. And he now has a criminal record. He is now a criminal. So those of you to try to understand how we're a little bit different here. How are we a little different? Well, the National Review and all these kind of old school William F. Buckley conservatives would say, oh, take the high road. There is no high road when you're a crime victim. I don't go around punching people. I don't go around putting my hands on people. I don't go around sucker punching African American Hillary supporters, right? So when they commit a crime, if they steal your hat, they assault you, they vandalize your car, if they're committing crimes against you, involve the police immediately and get them arrested, lock them up. They are criminals. They are thugs. And the media, if you're listening in here in the mainstream media, quit enabling this kind of behavior. Start actually covering the violence against Trump supporters, because, you know, I'm a Trump supporter. If I sneeze on somebody, they'll go, oh, Cernovich put poison gas on people. I can't believe it. Terrorism. You charge them under the Patriot Act. You put them away. I can't believe it. He sneezed on somebody. Chemical warfare. But then when you have a white Hillary person, sucker punch, an African-American Trump supporter, oh, well, you know, let's just pretend that didn't happen. CNN isn't going to cover that. Hate crimes against Trump supporters. So if you're in the media and you're mad about me, and you want to write little hate articles about me, I will tell you in the last 30 seconds, by the way, you can go to facebook.com/Mike Cernovich to learn more. Here's how to beat Mike Cernovich. Do real journalism. Call out the violence against Trump supporters. Quit covering up Bill Clinton's rapes. Quit covering up for Al Franken. Quit trying to claim that Al Franken didn't really grope us in air grope. Quit covering up for Conyers. Quit worrying so much about me and Alex Jones and everybody else. Do real journalism. You have way more money than we do. You'll be able to run us out of business in a second. Thank you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually...